This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there is a new plan to end all the lockdowns across the country, which would, of course, be a tremendous relief to countless tens of millions of Americans. To end all those lockdowns, why? How? By the end of next month, the end of January. How could they do it? We will be speaking with an author of a new report, a new column in the Wall Street Journal, Jay Bhattacharya. He is a professor at Stanford University Medical School, and he's been on our show before. And it has to do, of course, with the impact of the vaccinations. Wouldn't it be something if all of the nightmare of lockdowns and the punishing impact on small businesses and the closing of schools, if all of that were over in what would amount to 42 days? That would be soon. And it would be very, very important to the country, obviously. We'll be speaking about that coming up this hour. We'll also be talking about the ongoing debate about sending out a new stimulus bill, a new rescue package. And there's also a debate about when a movie goes over the line with attacking, well, the Bible. And we'll raise that issue coming up also regarding the big new movie. It's actually a star-studded film with Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman and James Corden and many, many others. It's called The Prom. Does it really attack the Bible? Well, there's one song. We will get to that on The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We'll also talk with Professor Paul Kangor about 75 years ago this Christmas, where the first Christmas at the end of World War II, when the troops were just coming home, there was one member of the military who didn't come home. And that is still controversial. We will dig into that controversy coming up on the Medved Show. First of all, the very latest on the bill that Congress is struggling with right now. There was a great deal of back and forth involving Republicans versus Republicans in the Senate. And unless Mitch McConnell can somehow herd these cats together and put something together, there is going to be a great deal of trouble tonight at midnight. And so we're talking about less than 12 hours from right now. The spending authorization runs out. The government goes into shutdown mode, which would be devastating to the economy. It would be devastating to the entire recovery process in this country. And the markets don't like it. They don't like the idea that the Dow is down over 200 points so far today. The problem with all of it is that they have been saying for days and days and days, Republicans and Democrats and Schumer and McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and Pelosi and all of them, Stephen Mnuchin too, that they were just this close. You could see the agreement ready to go. Well, they haven't been able to get it together. The report from CNBC says Congress has only hours to prevent a government shutdown as lawmakers struggle to finalize a $900 billion coronavirus relief package. And the $900 billion, just to put that in some kind of perspective, is a lot of money per household in the United States. You're talking about people borrowing money in your name that would be more than five figures, more than $10,000 for households. Now, that's a lot of money to borrow all at once. And yes, you'd get some of it back right away, but how much? Well, they haven't been able to decide that. Congressional leaders aim to approve both the pandemic aid plan and a spending bill, but they may have to pass a short-term funding bill to buy time to finish and write a rescue proposal. What they had wanted to do, and this was Mitch McConnell's intention, was to pass a long-term spending plan that would get everything locked up and settled, that would run through next September. And at the same time, to do this immediate rescue package that would help people whose unemployment is running out, that would send checks to people, would help finance the COVID vaccines. Today, Mike Pence got his vaccination and seems to be doing fine. We will play that for you coming up. But Congress had only hours, reports CNBC, to prevent a government shutdown Friday night, as lawmakers tried to put the finishing touches on a massive coronavirus rescue package. Leaders on Capitol Hill have said for days they're close to a deal on a $900 billion package of relief that would accompany a $1.4 trillion spending bill. However, some new disputes have prevented Washington from sending fresh aid to struggling Americans for the first time in nearly 9 months. Congress has little time left to act, obviously. Funding will lapse at just after midnight tonight. The talks remain productive. Oh, that's always encouraging. So says Mitch McConnell, Friday morning, the Senate Majority Leader. In fact, I am more optimistic now than I was last night that a bipartisan, bicameral, that means both the House and the Senate, framework for a major rescue package is very close at hand. Lawmakers may move to pass another short-term funding measure to keep the government running while they go through the process of fine-tuning the relief package. Congressional leaders have pledged to work through the weekend and pass a bill before they head home for the holidays. Yeah, but they'd have to pass that temporary spending bill first. This is all very difficult. And part of the ongoing fight is how much to send out in those checks that people like very much. And Josh Hawley, the Republican of Missouri, has teamed together with Bernie Sanders, the Democrat, no, well, he's not a Democrat, he's an independent from Vermont, insisting that the checks come out exactly like they did last time, that they be $1,200 for every adult earning below $75,000, or for any household earning a combined below $150,000. It's a lot of money. And the leaders in the Senate are saying it's too much. Instead of a $1,200 check, everybody should get a $600 check. And Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Hawley stood up and he said, okay, I want to change this from $600 to $1,200. Everybody should agree to that. We're giving away money. Ron Johnson of Wisconsin said, I object, and it only took one senator to object to prevent this large increase from happening right away. And here's what the Republican, this is clip number two from Wisconsin, sounded like on the Senate floor. Listen.
I do want to talk a little bit about past stimuluses. I personally don't believe they do much to stimulate the economy. I think the best way to stimulate the economy is, again, what this administration has done. Lower regulation to a reasonable level. Nobody argues for no regulations. We need a reasonable level. And have a competitive tax system.
Okay. And Josh Hawley responds to Ron Johnson trying to defend the increase to $1,200 per individual. Listen.
On this issue, I'm afraid we just are going to have to differ. And I just want to say this. Nothing could be more targeted. No relief could be more important than relief for working people. Well, the senator's right. This body has spent trillions of dollars this year alone on COVID relief. We're getting ready to spend, apparently, another $1 trillion more. And yet, working people are told they may be last, if they get relief at all.
Okay, the conversation involves, for people who are getting supplemental unemployment, they won't be getting $600 a week this time. It would be $300 extra a week. what happens next and what happens with the shutdowns. Can the shutdowns really come to an end by the end of January? We'll talk to Jay Bhattacharya of Stanford Medical School about his plan to do just that coming up.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free, 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Reports, the rollout of COVID-19 vaccinations has been going very well. And Jay Bhattacharya, who's our guest, he's a professor of medicine at Stanford University, has a powerful piece in the Wall Street Journal today. And he says some 50 million people in the U.S. are over 65. The number of vaccine doses expected to be available over the next 2 months will be enough to vaccinate every elderly person who wants to be inoculated, as well as healthcare workers and other vulnerable people. With a 90% plus efficiency rate in protecting against COVID-19 symptoms, we will achieve near perfect focused protection. And that means an end of the lockdowns, every form of lockdown. Dr. Bhattacharya, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Your piece, I think, is going to inspire a lot of hope all around the country. Explain how it would be that providing the vaccines for all of the elderly people or the people over 65, I'd hate to call them elderly, I mean, includes a lot of our leading politicians, but all of the people over 65 who would want the vaccine would be able to get it by the end of January. Why should that allow, say, schools to open up everywhere or restaurants to open up everywhere? What's the connection?
Yeah, so I think the key fact is that if you are over 65, or actually let's say over 70, the death rate or the survival rate from being infected is 95%. So 5% death rate, 95% survival rate from being infected. On the other hand, if you're under 70, the survival rate from being infected is 99.95%. Let me say that again, 99.95% or 0.05%. It's not, this shouldn't come as a shock. If you look at the statistics, almost all, a vast chunk of the deaths and hospitalizations have come from people infected over 70. So what's the right thing to do? I mean, it seems obvious when you say it this way. Let's protect the people that are at highest risk. I think we should have been doing this all along, but now that we have the vaccine, we have a mechanism that can provide a basically protection for the highest risk with near certainty. And I think that we should use that to do this. So with 50 million doses, as long as we use it reasonably, right? So for instance, don't vaccinate people that have had the disease before, because they're already immune. We'll have enough doses for the elderly as well as for others who are under 65 that are otherwise at high risk because they have chronic conditions or for hospital workers and whatnot that care for the elderly. At that point, the people that are left over are not vulnerable. They have very low risk of mortality from COVID. And if you compare that against the harms from the lockdown, which have been devastating to the poor, the middle class, to younger people, schools, of course, to children, the lockdowns, there's really no intellectual justification for the lockdowns at that point. They're just causing net harm to the people that will be left over. And since the elderly who have been vaccinated by then, there's no benefit for the elderly either from the lockdowns.
Let me ask you this. Today, and it may be one of those coincidental things, the New York Times, the same day your piece in the Wall Street Journal, which is headlined "How to End Lockdowns Next Month," same day that appeared, there's a New York Times piece by three of your colleagues, all of whom are very well credentialed. And the headline is "Younger Adults Are at Risk Too," and then the subheading is "Americans Ages 25 to 44 are dying at record rates." Why is that not a rebuttal to your plan?
They are dying at record rates, but they're dying at record rates because of the lockdown, Michael, not because of COVID. That age group, I think, constitutes something on the order of 5% of all COVID deaths. On the other hand, the excess deaths in that age group have gone up by, I mean, that's been absolutely shocking. It's something like 30-40%, something like that. What's happening in that age group is deaths of despair due to the lockdown, deaths from opioid and fentanyl and other kinds of drug overdoses, deaths from suicides, deaths from medical treatments. The consequences of the lockdown on the physical health of younger populations cannot be overstated. So if you're looking at what those three folks are, the wrote in the New York Times are writing about, really that's what they're writing about. You can say it's due to COVID, but really it's due to the lockdowns.
But yeah, what they're saying is they say, while detailed data are not yet available for all areas, we know COVID-19 is the driving force behind these excess deaths. But what you're saying is that it's the dislocation, it's the loss of work, it's the loss of companionship, it's the feelings of frustration and helplessness that have really contributed to this great and very dramatic increase of the deaths of younger people. You mentioned that people who have gotten the disease before and recovered should not be getting early doses of the vaccine. There's controversy going on right now about President Trump, who apparently is not getting vaccinated. Vice President Pence did today. Would you recommend the president be vaccinated?
No, there's no benefit to him. He was just recently infected. He's immune, for, at least for the time being, to reinfection. We've had, you know, hundreds of millions of cases worldwide, and only a very small number of reinfections to date. The immunity that happens after you've been infected and recovered is appears to be last at least a year. If they're like anything like the other coronaviruses, they'll last longer than a year. I'm not saying never get vaccinated, but you shouldn't certainly be prioritized to go first. I think President Trump did the right thing here. Can I just point out one thing about the Pfizer trial that's interesting? They recruited 43,000 people, but the bottom line estimates only analyzed 36,000. The reason is 7,000 people had previously been infected with COVID-19. So they excluded them from the analysis because they did not anticipate that the vaccine would provide any benefit. Like, why would it? If you're already immune, the vaccine's not going to do very much for you. You just get the side effects of the vaccine without the any additional benefit of immunity.
And are you convinced? I mean, there are people out there who are saying, I know they worry about a sore arm. The vaccine does appear to be very safe and effective, both of the vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer, yeah?
Yes. I mean, I think the data are very, very promising on that front. Of course, they tested 40,000 people and were going to roll it out to 100 million, hundreds of millions. So you know, you expect to see some new things when you start to roll it out. But the data on this vaccine, on the Pfizer vaccine, and I haven't yet seen the Moderna yet, but when I do, I basically the same thing.
So much appreciate the conversation. We're going to try to link to your piece. I think it's very important. It's groundbreaking, in fact. Go to michaelmedved.com, and thank you to Dr. Jay Bhattacharya of Stanford University School of Medicine. We'll be right back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will receive the COVID-19 vaccine in public on Monday. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris set to receive the shot the following week to avoid a situation in which all of the leaders of the incoming administration experience side effects at the same time. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen Pence received the vaccine on Friday. With Christmas fast approaching, Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the nation's leading infectious disease experts, says his holiday plans have changed dramatically this year due to COVID-19. He says he's not telling people to not celebrate Christmas, but he is offering some advice.
Careful when it comes to travel that may not be necessary, travel that you can avoid, and when you get together, try to make some limitation to it.
Fauci speaking on Fox News. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Christmas song I've missed. Thank God it's Christmas. It's a song by Queen, apparently. And it's not only Christmas season, it's also Friday. And today is the very last day of Hanukkah, the Hanukkah holiday over right as the Sabbath begins this evening. And when you talk about Christmas and good news and reasons to be thankful to God here on the Michael Medved Show, this new proposal, really, and it's a new focus, but it's the same kind of focus he's been talking about for months, by Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, is really worth bringing to your attention. He points out that the percentage of people who get the virus, who survive, even for people over 70, 95% of all the people over 70 who actually come down with coronavirus survive. But it's 99.95% of people under 70 survive. And what he's saying is not that you forget about social distancing, not that you forget about mask wearing, not that you forget about hand washing and all of the cautions that we should continue at every level. But forget about the lockdowns once you have everybody over 70 who wants to be protected actually getting that protection in terms of the vaccinations. And he points out there are about 50 million Americans who are over 65, actually, and virtually all of them who wanted the vaccination protection should be able to have it, according to information from the CDC and other healthcare authorities, should be able to have that by the end of January. Therefore, at the end of January, right after the inauguration, we should be able to wind down the lockdowns and get back much more to normal life. It's all very encouraging. And by the way, he is correct at what he says about some of, there's an article in a journal of the American Medical Association, there's this piece in the New York Times about the rising death rate among younger people. It's a rising death rate in general, not specific to coronavirus. But what they are saying is that that rising death rate has been caused by the impact of the pandemic and all of the reactions that we've had economically and socially and personally to the pandemic that swept the country. Today, Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen and the Surgeon General of the United States all got their vaccines. And it looked like a little bit of a ballet, and they all took it very well. Everybody seems to have done fine. And right after receiving his first shot, of course, to make it effective, the vice president gets a second one in 21 days. The vice president stepped up to the podium and talked about the medical miracle that the country is enjoying right now. This is clip number one.
I want to thank the fine medical team at Walter Reed Hospital that administered our vaccine today. I didn't feel a thing. Well done, and we appreciate your service to the country. You know, as the Christmas holiday approaches, this is always a season of hope. We gather here today at the end of a historic week to affirm to the American people that hope is on the way. And Karen and I were more than happy to step forward before this week was out to take this safe and effective coronavirus vaccine that we have secured and produced for the American people. It's a truly inspiring day. As the people of this country witnessed this this past week under Operation Warp Speed, the first coronavirus vaccine is literally being administered in states across the country to millions of Americans. And make no mistake about it, it's a medical miracle. The average vaccine, I'm told by our experts, usually takes between 8 and 12 years to develop and then manufacture and distribute. But we're on track here in the United States to administer millions of doses to the American people in less than 1 year. It is a miracle indeed.
And it is certainly something that represents one of the signature successes of the Trump administration. That's why a lot of people have expressed surprise that the president himself hasn't led the way like Vice President Pence did with receiving the vaccine. Now, of course, the president has already had the virus, so he should be immune. And he recovered vigorously from the virus. But on MSNBC, they actually offered a little bit of a conspiracy theory on why the president didn't get the vaccine. This is clip 13. John Heilman at MSNBC. Listen.
Do you think that he will get vaccinated publicly and encourage his millions of supporters to do the same?
I do not. And I think it's actually simpler than that,
wow.
Nicole. I think there is, in Donald Trump's coalition, there is a non-trivial number of anti-vax individuals. We're talking about, I mean, not a small number. This is one of the major, and I'm sure every public health expert has been on the show as this vaccine, this moment has arrived where we see this light at the end of the tunnel, is contending with the reality that there are tens of millions, or at least millions, of hardcore anti-vaxxers in America.
Okay. I am not sure that that number isn't overestimated. And I'm also very sure that I believe that Occam's razor applies here. The simplest explanation for why the president is not getting vaccinated is because it's not medically recommended. There are very few people who are being urged to get a vaccine at this early stage, at least, who have already had the disease and recovered from it. And that's Trump's situation. And do I believe that the president should speak out as forcefully, either this president or President Biden, after he takes the oath of office, that they should speak out forcefully against the anti-vaxxers and their nonsense? Absolutely yes. But ultimately, the one thing that I think President Trump believes in, and I have not heard anything of the contrary from the president-elect Joe Biden, is that if people want to be idiots and they want to expose themselves and their children and others to unnecessary suffering and disease because they have believed some charlatans and frauds that we've highlighted on this show before who are part of this anti-vaxxer movement, well, then that's their problem. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to allow them to come to your workplace if they won't get vaccinated. It doesn't mean that you have to allow them to come to school. But it does mean that ultimately I think the idea of a federal law that says, no, you must get a vaccination, the government orders you to, is going too far. And by the way, it's also worth mentioning that when people talk about anti-vaxxers, rather than associating this with Donald Trump, the most prominent anti-vaxxer in the country is a Kennedy. I believe it's Robert Kennedy Jr., who is a son of the late Senator Kennedy and of course, a nephew of President Kennedy and part of the most prominent, you could say, the most prominent liberal family in the country and who's just crazy on this issue. And it's a terrible, terrible thing because vaccines have been one of the great blessings of modernity. When we come back, a fairly outrageous statement by a former member of Trump's staff that I think is going to make the president very uncomfortable. It should. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay, please remember he won the Nobel Prize in Literature, not in singing. That's Nobel Prize laureate Bob Dylan in one of the more controversial Christmas albums of recent years. He does have his own approach to a song. And no, that's not what he was honored for by the Nobel Prize Committee. On the Michael Medved Show, there is more good news for the season. And this is just something I wanted to share with you right away, because it is so exciting. Have you ever known anybody who either had seriously impaired vision, was blind, or had really difficult vision problems? There is a brand new company. And it's a company that's just opened up a U.S. subsidiary. It's an Israeli company called Eyeway Vision. And the big news is that the Google head of display R&D, it's a big deal. That's a very big role, whose name is Dr. Nikhil Balram, has now been appointed head of Eyeway Vision's U.S. subsidiary. And the reason this is so exciting is what this company does, and you can absolutely participate in a whole webinar about this company and what they do, is they take the next generation of wearable AR technology that enables a projection of images and information directly on the user's retina, with unparalleled resolution and brightness and field of view. It's an amazing thing. It's really giving sight to the sightless and using cutting-edge technology to do it. Now, find out about this company and the possibility that you may want to invest in it. It's one of those companies that our crowd is introducing to the public. And The company aims to address the unmet need for real immersive AR that current available technologies have not been able to achieve. It could be a major, major breakthrough. And the movement of a former executive top scientist at Google is kind of an indication of what the possibilities are. You can find out about it. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. And this is not just for people with oodles and oodles of money. For people who want to invest a little bit in maybe in a high-tech startup like this that can change the world, you can find out how to do it. It is completely free, costs you nothing. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for Our Crowd. I mentioned before that General Mike Flynn, who just spoke at the various rallies that took place. Can you believe it? It's less than a week ago. Those rallies were this Saturday in Washington, D.C., on behalf of Stop the Steal and protesting the election. He actually had an idea that he has supported before. He signed a previous full-page ad that appeared in the Washington Times by the so-called We the People Convention. Well, now, again, he is suggesting that the president should declare martial law and rerun the election in swing states. He was speaking on Newsmax TV, one of the president's new favorite networks. This is clip five.
Also ordered, he could order within the swing states, if he wanted to, he could take military capabilities and he could place them in those states and basically rerun an election in each of those states. I mean, it's not unprecedented. I mean, these people out there talking about martial law, it's like it's something that we've never done. We've done, martial law has been instituted 64 times, Greg. So I'm not calling for that. We have a constitutional process. We clearly have a constitutional process. I think you highlighted some of that in your previous segment. That has to be followed.
Okay, the idea of instituting martial law and ordering the military, first of all, there are a lot of military officers who contradict former General Flynn and say, no, they would not participate in rerunning the election under martial law. And in the Independent, which is a British newspaper, they interview a national security law expert at Syracuse University Law School, whose name is Bill Banks, and he says, martial law has no place in the United States absent a complete breakdown of civil governing mechanisms. And that is exactly what I think the truth of the matter is. I do not believe that President Trump is seriously considering martial law and ordering the military to rerun the election. And again, General Flynn, I know he's been through a lot. He's had a tough time for his family. But this is worrisome. It's dangerous. And it is profoundly unhelpful. Talk about profoundly unhelpful. There's a story from San Francisco that has been getting attention from folks. And it's complicated, but I think it's actually worth focusing on just a bit. The San Francisco Board of Education had prepared a list, and this is months ago, and we covered it extensively on the show, of the literally dozens of schools, including a middle school named after Dianne Feinstein, that they felt they had to change the name of. And one of the names that they were going to change was the name of Lincoln High School. And it has been reported in the New York Post and in the Daily Mail in Britain and elsewhere that San Francisco wants to change the name of a school because Lincoln didn't show that Black Lives Matter. And this has been ruled, I took a look at this and dug into it, as false on Snopes, that this did not happen. But it kind of happened. And here is the point. They quote, actually, and what the whole story is based on, is the San Francisco Chronicle on December 14th had an article where they quoted Jeremiah Jeffries, who is the chair of the San Francisco Unified School District's School Names Advisory Committee. Can you believe it? They've convened this whole advisory committee to talk about naming schools and renaming schools. And he said, Lincoln, like the presidents before him and most after, did not show through policy or rhetoric that black lives ever mattered to them outside of human capital and as casualties of wealth building. And what Snopes brings up is he's not talking just about Lincoln. He doesn't use the phrase Black Lives Matter, but he comes close to it. He cites the phrase Black Lives Matter. The real reason that they are attacking Abraham Lincoln is even more ridiculous. It's even more ridiculous, which is the idea that he actually became involved because during the Civil War in 1862, there was a horrible Indian war in South Dakota. And Snopes, of course, wants to tell you that, oh, the Indian War was all the fault of the federal government. There were actually over 800 civilians who were killed and women who were raped and mutilated. And they ended up sentencing to death in a military tribunal more than 300 of the Indians, not just Indians in general, but the Indians who had been identified as actually killing civilians, murdering them, and murdering them in horrible ways. Lincoln intervened, and he commuted the sentences, sparing the lives of the overwhelming majority of the Indians who were accused and convicted by the tribunal. He could do that as President of the United States. For the 38 who were seen as ringleaders and who had been most grotesquely involved in some of this cruelty, he did allow them to be executed, and they were. And it is true, this is the largest mass execution in American history. But if you want to read some of the actual history and the accounts of why it was they were executed, it's just as horrifying as reading accounts of horrible and vicious murderers who acted today. And the idea that we should not honor our greatest president because he actually showed mercy to a lot of Indians after a horrible episode like that, that's not worthy of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.